Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. Well, it won't be 5 minutes, most likely 10 to 15 minutes. Today, I have a special guest joining us for the Self-Care On Board episode. Antonio, welcome. Thank you so much for making it.
Thank you, Geraldine. Thanks. Really appreciate it.
So Antonio is a fellow Tai Chi Qigong practitioner and also an assistant of Journey Into Oneself, part of Shaolin Temple Europe. And we have just finished, 6 weeks of training. And he has been guiding also the group and assisting. And I like to introduce you, Antonio, because one, he's a very talented videographer and he just filmed my first online self-care course. And I find his story and his background very interesting. So for those of you who feel like you want to do something else in your life or you want to follow your purpose, I'd like to share with you the story of Antonio. So Antonio, so you have been with Journey Into Oneself for a while now. I think you have known them for a while.
Yes. When I started, there was not even Journey Into Oneself. It was just Shifu. And at that moment, when I met Shifu, he was not even Shifu, he was Laoshi. So everybody knew him as Laoshi. And then after a few years, he became Shifu. So there was no Journey Into Oneself, there was no team, it was only him doing everything by himself.
Wow, so yeah. Okay, just to give you an insight, within the Shaolin Temple Europe, or generally the Shaolin tradition, Laoshi is the stage before becoming master.
Yeah, it's a teacher, and then there is a master.
Yes. Yeah. So Shaolin Temple Europe has become very big now, so so you have been there from the beginning.
Yeah, Shifu used to come before. I met him like 6-7 years ago. He's coming to Koh Phangan since like 10 years, probably every year. Coming, teaching in Samakaruna, now Inner Walk.
Good.
Yeah, location in Koh Phangan.
So how did you start like going into this journey of using Tai Chi Qigong as your self-care practice?
So I had a restaurant in one of the yoga school, which is Samakaruna.
Okay.
I opened a restaurant at the time. And it was the New Year's. Shifu came and he did a performance in the shala where we are training when we are doing the workshop. He did a performance. It was only him, no music, silent performance. And it was just him doing Tai Chi, you know, just a form. And I just was amazed by his movement, by his energy. And I just felt that this person has something to share. And when I knew that he was going to do workshops, I decided... No, actually, how it happened is that I got invited to do a workshop in exchange of a video. And I immediately said, yes, I'm going to do it. Because I met him before in Samakaruna. So I already met him, I already saw him. And I was like, yes... You know, no doubts. I was like, yes. And then I started to do one workshops, and since then I never left.
Yeah, I think we all got hooked.
I really got hooked.
Yes.
Yeah.
So coming back before even, you're Italian. So your career been filming for a long time, no?
Yeah, 14, 15 years.
Perfect. And so you totally started your career somewhere else, no?
In Italy, in my hometown.
Where is that?
It's in Puglia, in the south of Italy.
Yes. Yeah. So you're working, so you had your own studio, or what did you do?
No, I was working for one studio. Photo studio, but I was mainly doing video.
Okay. And how did you come to Koh Phangan?
I was following a guy. He was a life coach. He still is. And so this guy was kind of famous in Italy for, he was doing hypnosis and things like this, helping people. And he had a YouTube channel also. And I always wanted to, you know, do my job also for a purpose, not just, you know, just making video for this and that and for this wedding and for this company. I wanted something, you know, deeper than that. And I was like, oh, I really want to help this guy to make video for him. And then one day he wrote a post on Facebook and he said, I'm looking for a videographer for my... He was building at that moment an online platform with online courses in personal growth, any kind of courses. I just texted him and he said, yes, come. And that's how it happened. I came here. He was here already, so I didn't know anything about Thailand, Koh Phangan. I just came here. And since then, I stayed.
So since then, he is in paradise. So you stayed, and how does this go further? How did you establish yourself? And
I worked for him for 1 year, and then I decided to, work as a freelancer. Because, things didn't go very well as I expected with him. So I decided then let's just, I didn't want to go back in Italy. So I decided to start to work for myself, and slowly it just happened. People started to know me and word of mouth and here still I am.
Perfect. So you opened up a restaurant. That's something totally different.
Yeah. Yeah, I had this, crazy idea. Let's open a restaurant. Okay. Fruitarian restaurant, by the way.
Fruitarian.
Something quite unique. Something not really common. Because I'm experimenting with the diet since many, many years. Detoxification diet, so yeah.
So whenever you do need some tips on detoxing, Antonio, the contact details will be definitely in the caption. And you will also see his work. His work is quite amazing. That's why I chose to ask him to do the self-care course. And so tell me something about your self-care routine. How do you take care of yourself? Mainly, and when did you start?
I can say I started when I was 18. Mm-hmm. I was, in Italy... Normal diet, as standard Italian diet, pasta every day, meat, fish, not so much, vegetables, fruit, Mediterranean diet, And at some point, I was eating and drinking a lot of milk since my birth. So at some point, when I was 18, I started to have intolerance with dairy products. And since then, I can say I started my self-care journey. I started to read books about diet. And wow, I discovered a new world. I discovered what the food and the diet affects the body. And then I started my journey into, more a vegan diet, and then raw vegan, and then fruitarian. Raw fruitarian, liquidarian, I even experienced. So, and then detox diet, and I experienced them all.
That's good. So
my self-care started like that. And then naturally, I kind of started to be interested also in, mind work, because then I realized body, it's not only body, there is also the mind, there is also the spiritual world. So
you combined everything.
Yeah.
So you actually, you're quite, also your self-practice is quite disciplined.
Yeah. Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Sometimes go out of the trail.
Yeah.
And then come back.
Come back.
Yeah.
Good. And so for how long have you been practicing Tai Chi Qigong?
Six, seven years.
At
the beginning, I was doing it only when Shifu was here.
Yeah.
And then after a while, I started to do more self-practice. So now I do self-practice almost all year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what would be your recommendation for anyone? We're talking here to predominantly yacht crew. This is a younger generation, or also actually my age, our age generation, that works predominantly on the boat, on a super yacht, and there is limited time, space, and they do get off and travel around. So is there anything from your own experience that you would, any wisdom you would like to share from your side?
Regarding the self-care?
Yeah.
In my personal experience, I would say that I would put diet on the first place.
You are
than
what you
eat. Than anything, yeah. even before Qigong.
Yeah.
You know, if I have to pick, you know, between anything, if I have to pick one thing that I have ever experienced in my life that will improve my life in a better way, would be the diet. I have no doubts about that. Yeah. After that, I will put any meditative practice. Can be just sitting meditation, can be Qigong, can be anything that puts you in a focus in the present moment. Can be even art, can be even painting.
Yes.
If it puts you in a really meditative state and flow, arts in general.
Yes.
Qigong is an art also.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. So it's actually very true. Part of the self-care practice that I'm going to speak about is you are what you eat, that nutrition is very important, and it can have an effect on our mind and mental and emotional well-being. So I like to share with you his story because, you know, you found your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You love filming. This is your passion.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you out there, like I have been a dancer in the past, it was more movement, but I went into business. And many of us, we stray away. How to come back to our roots and to our path, it is a process. And it requires for us also to ground and to be able to be open to new adventures and take risks and have the courage to step out of our comfort zone. So this is like the first episode of many interviews I will have with many different practitioners, most likely a lot from Journey Into Oneself, because all of us have our story. And whenever you are around Thailand, Koh Phangan, we can only recommend you to, especially in the winter season of the charter season, if you do not go to the Caribbean for the winter and you are in Asia, check out Pai
in
January, so, and in Thailand, so Northern Thailand, and Koh Phangan in February and March for any courses that Shifu Zuan, who is the headmaster of Shaolin Temple Europe, offers, and Journey Into Oneself. His whole entire team, who are all really great teachers, and guide you and support you and hold space for you. Thank you so much for your time.
You're
welcome.
You.
And Namaha, Namaste.